Good morning. I told Mom earlier I've gotten her into a lot of situations over the years, and she will concur. But I don't think I've ever brought Mom as my show and tell. Have I, Mom? She's usually game to do a lot of things. This is a time in our service for communion, and today we would like for you to join us around the table. My name is Patty Farrar Hunter. I'm proud of that name. And this is my mom, Dolores Farrar. On this Mother's Day Sunday, it doesn't go unrecognized by me. What a blessing and what a gift it truly is to have my mom standing here next to me. Thank you. My mom lives up in northern Indiana, and she made the trip down here in a roundabout way to meet her fifth great-grandchild, and to, of course, be here as my support as I graduate, as Corey said, next weekend from Mercer's McAfee School of Theology. My mom's going to be 85 next month. She's been a widow for 18 years. She's a stroke survivor of almost 3 years now. She lives independently on the farm that I grew up on and that my dad grew up on. She's my inspiration. She continues to be my strength, continues to be my support and my example. And I call her my champ. Behind me, Il's going to show a picture. Is my daughter, Haley Hunter Clark, and her daughter, Nora Grace Clark. 4 generations. Thousands of meals around tables. From 1937 to now, there's a lot of meals around tables. Countless stories, joys and sorrows, tears and laughter. This church has sat around the table with me and my family the past 2.5 years, praying for Mom's healing, often asking me how she's doing. Many of you still have her on the prayer list. Mourning the loss of our sweet Caroline Grace, Haley's first baby, my first grandbaby. And hoping, along with us, for an adoption so that my daughter could hold a baby in her arms. Very quickly, Nora Grace, who's now 6 months, came along and has only brightened our world, as you can see the smile on her face. Around the table, we're all part of each other's stories. We all begin to mold into each other as we sit around the table. The good, the difficult, the messy, but that's what happens around tables. In the picture to my right and to my left are 2 strong women, both moms. And I respect them both greatly. They're my courage, the strength, the faith, the perseverance. Both Mom and Haley have learned how to walk with carrying both joy and sorrow at the same time. Mother's Day can be difficult for many. Some have lost children, some the hope of motherhood. Some have lost their moms, some have estranged relationships with moms. Some are single moms. Some are single women. And on this day, they look back and their lives move on, often leaving them feeling empty and lonely, and sometimes even less than as a woman with no family and no children. We see your hurt, and we honor your losses today. And because of that, I would love just if we could pause for a moment and have what I like to call a holy silence to hold space for these women in different circumstances, in different walks. If we could just do that for 5 to 7 seconds. Thank you. Thank you. I felt personally that's important for my family, for my daughter, and for many others. Stories are shared around the table. Growing up on a farm in northern Indiana, I had two older sisters. Let me just suffice to say there was a lot of conversation around the dinner tables. And my mom would always sit there long after the meal was done, long after my dad had gotten up and left, you know, his three girls, wife, four women he lived with. Yeah, I need say no more. But we had what I call table talk. And mom is the best listener, and she still is. For those of you who know her, she'll sit and listen, and she'll recall stories. Even after her stroke that took some of her memory, she loves to hear stories. And she was always such a great listener. It was supper, is what we called it up in the north. And suppers were as consistent to me and part of my daily routine in life as those Saturday morning cartoons. You know, I followed mom's example, having dinner around the table with our three children. Boy, our tables were full of stories from the day, new magic tricks, spilled milk, sometimes singing and reenactments from movies we've seen. So much would go on around our table and a lot of talking that we had to inaugurate the talking spoon. Whoever held the wooden talking spoon had the spotlight at the table. You know, I think meals around the table bring security. I think they bring consistency. I think they add to our children and to our life of rhythm. A place to communicate stories of the day, to share tears and laughter, and victories and defeats. A place where honest conversation happens, too. Many of you I know have experienced that. Mom, that meal is delicious. Can you sign this slip? I just got detention. Mom, I hate to tell you, I'm failing chemistry. Mom, I made the team. Mom, I'm pregnant. Mom, I'm getting married. Getting divorced. Moving to Bolivia. A lot goes on around the table if you think back over the years and over times. And the conversations go on and on, generation to generation. Meals were consistent and a part of life's rhythm in first century Palestine, too. Because of time's sake, I don't have time to look at all these. But in Matthew 26, Mark 14, Luke 22, and John 13 is where I've taken my information. In all the Gospels, we see accounts of Jesus eating meals with friends. I've been studying this out for a while since I knew I was doing communion on Mother's Day. It's very fascinating what you hear and what you see if you look closely into the scriptures. You can see, you can hear, you can smell a lot going on around the tables during these meals with Jesus. Well, first of all, there's eating, there's reclining. There's a smell of perfume mixing with the aroma of roast lamb. There's Mediterranean dishes and delicacies spread across the tables. There's wine, and there's usually extra bread. If we listen closely enough as the reader, as we look into these gospel stories of Jesus eating with his friends around the table, we are going to hear the sound of breaking of alabaster jars. We're going to hear indignation from Jesus' friends, disagreements, honest and poignant conversation, deceit, lying. We're going to witness the marginalized defended. We're going to feel the sadness and the loss of the friends towards Jesus. We're going to look at feet washing. We're going to sense confusion. Again, if we listen closely enough, we're going to hear the sincere questioning of self. We're going to observe the intensity of stare downs around the table. As Jesus makes this earth-shattering proclamation, somebody at the table is going to betray me, friends. We lean in and we can hear Peter say to John, ask him which one he's talking about. See, they were getting nervous too. A lot going on around the table. We enter into a lack of understanding with them. What's going on, Jesus? What's happening this particular moment, this particular meal that I'm referring to? The fear of those left behind. We can sense that. But I feel there's two extraordinary moments for me. In Luke 22:14, Jesus said, I eagerly desire to eat this meal with you. After all this chaos that I just described is going on, Jesus comes to the table and he says, I eagerly desire to eat this meal with you. I believe that when Jesus was reclining, he came and he enthusiastically, intently, ready, had a longing to not only eat this meal together with them, but to tell them something new was about to happen. Something new was coming, a new promise, a new agreement, a new day, a new hope. Down in verse 20 of Luke 14, it says, after the supper, that's when Jesus broke the bread, he takes the cup and he takes the wine and he pours the wine into the cup. And here he says, I am pouring out for you this new covenant. This is new. My life's blood I'm giving you so that you can have a new day. You can have a new life. You can have a new promise, a new hope. Many of us know that new does not come without sacrifice, without loss, without fear, without grief, without suffering. Because Jesus' last words are, I want to eat this meal with you and pour this cup before I suffer. Betrayal, before I suffer. Smell of perfume, rose lamp, before I suffer. The indignation, disagreements, honest conversation, before I suffer. We can also often miss these moments with Jesus at the table. I feel like we can get stuck in tradition. Yeah, we do this every week, Patty. We do this communion thing. They pass a tray every week. We can get stuck in tradition. We can get stuck in stale imagination. I feel that we can domesticate the Gospels. Yeah. Come on now. We can romanticize these moments if we don't listen and smell and hear. My prayer today is that in the next few minutes as we take communion, you will tell Jesus something honest. You will thank Jesus for the new hope maybe you've been given, the new healing you've been given, the new promise, the new day, the new way, the new start that you've been given. And during communion, Jesus is going to meet us as a community around the table, eagerly desiring to share this moment with us. So let us use this time now again to pause in a holy silence as we hold sacred space with Jesus at the table. Let's pray at this time. Holy God and Father, who we honor, who we lift up, who we worship today. God, thank you for eagerly desiring to be with us at the table, seated with the resurrected Jesus. God, I pray that we can bring our honest conversations to you at this time as we together in community of multiple generations, brokenhearted, grieving, joyful, fulfilled. All of this together, I pray that we can sit at the table today in the presence of Jesus, who not only brings the healing, brings the forgiveness, brings the comfort, but also offers us new possibilities, new hope, new life, new faith, and new love. God, let us receive these blessings and see this time truly as a gift. Let us have the humility with new eyes and new hearts to sit around the table with you today, remembering how Jesus has truly poured out his lifeblood for us. And at this time, on this Mother's Day, let us remember those who aren't in this room seated at this table with us, but are seated with you and other tables around. Thank you again for this time. Thank you for Jesus. We pray these things in his name. Amen.